Amen. I want to share a scripture with you. Brother Jesse's already taught you a little bit, but we're going to help him even more to let you know how do you do that? How do you come to church ready? Because when you come to a real church, somebody say real church, things are supposed to happen. When you come to a real church, things are supposed to happen. You're supposed to get blessed. Or you're supposed to hear from God, and there should be more than enough corporate anointing there. Somebody say praise God. To get things done, because you're walking into a supernaturally charged atmosphere. And how does that happen? When people have this mindset. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, some of you? 1 Corinthians chapter 14. A lot of times we've been trained that we can do whatever we want to do, however we want to do it, where we feel like it. But you know what? When the Bible tells us what to do, all we got to do is say, yes, sir, I'll do it. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. It says, how be it then, brethren, when ye come together? When? When do you do this? When? What? At what times do you do these things we're going to be talking about? Read your Bible right there. It says, when you come together. Look at somebody and say, are we together? Then it says, every one of you. Everybody say, everyone. Everyone. Everybody say, everyone. Everyone. Not just the ones that feel good. Not just the ones that, you know, that are supernaturally charged and supernatural spirit filled. Not just the ones that are going to be in the platform. Not just the ones that have been sitting around here for years. Amen. But it says, every one of you hath a psalm. Somebody say, thank God for that. So when you come in here without a song in your heart, it says you need to have a song in your heart before you get here, whether you like singing or not. So it says that's what believers are to do. It says when you get in here, it says everybody. Some say everybody. So when you come together, you better get ready to sing something. So say glory to God. You need to be in that spirit. You know, Brother Marty Blackwell came in here and he was teaching us, edifying yourselves with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Somebody say psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. There are a lot of people that don't know anything about that. All they know about is just, well, I'll just say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'll just do that every day. And some people pray those prayers. Oh, help me, Lord, all day long. Can't make it on my own. Those are okay. But you know what? We're to pray in the Holy Ghost daily. You're to have a daily prayer life where you pray in the Spirit. You spend time in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Here to help you tonight. And not only are you to have a prayer life where you're praying in the Holy Spirit, and there are a lot of people who don't know anything about that, and they wonder why they can't walk in the supernatural and why they can't overcome, why they can't hear God, why they can't get breakthrough, because those are supernatural things, right? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, that does not happen. So right after that, amen, not only are we to have a prayer life. Everybody say prayer life. Prayer life. You're supposed to have what? You should be able to develop within yourself psalms. Somebody say psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs all day long. Singing and making melody where? In your heart. Somebody say thank God for that. Well, you can tell when people sing and make melodies in their heart all day long. You can tell where they've been doing that when they get to church to worship God and to praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So that goes along right here. That means that they taught these New Testament believers to do that. Look at somebody. How many of you want to be in the church for a long time? You want to be in God's church. You want to be in the Spirit-filled church. You want to be saved when Jesus comes. Amen? Well, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but you also need to be filled with music in your heart. How many of you, the ones that like singing, do we see that there in the Bible? It said everyone. Somebody say everyone. Everyone. Let's read that. Everybody say everyone. Everyone. See, I like making it real easy for people because we are so quick to exclude ourselves out of stuff based on what we enjoy, based on what we like, based on what we want. Amen. That's not for me. Well, heaven wasn't for you either until Jesus came and gave it to you. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. So there are certain things that makes it real easy whether you get to think about it or not. If he just said do it, you do it. So say, everyone. Have a psalm. Isn't it good to get to the word? See, we don't let things slide around here if the word says, because people just don't know it. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, y'all be careful. It's a Holy Ghost meeting. You just might hear something. You want to be an evangelist, right? Well, how would you like to have a television commercial when they sing about McDonald's? An evangelist is supposed to point people to Jesus and get them excited about God. The place that you really see a true Christian is in worship. That'll really tell you how much they love God by how they worship. You know, because they're not going to be preaching in heaven. There ain't nobody to preach to. They're going to be praising God in heaven. Amen? Anybody can tell somebody they're not this great a Christian or not that good a Christian. Anybody can criticize people and do all this other stuff and say, be like me. But you can find a real... Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth. Now, I know he was basically talking about the cross, but how do we lift him up here today? We lift him up how? In worship and in praise. He said, if I would be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So when the church starts to praise God the way that he's worthy, people will just start to come. Now, it's like we were talking about McDonald's. How'd you like to have a McDonald's? You see those McDonald's commercials or Burger King commercials? And all, how'd you like every commercial that they came on? They just get you excited about McDonald's. You know, give me a... what's some of those songs that we sing? What's a good song that they have for commercials? Have it your... I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. How many of y'all remember that? You know, made you want to buy a Coke, didn't you? But how'd you like they got up there? I'd like to teach the world to sing. You know, they wouldn't have much music. You wouldn't buy a thing, would you? It's the real thing. Come on now. What a world needs today. Coke. Somebody say amen. I mean, even the world's smart enough to get people that are excited about the product. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. When they sing that stuff, amen, they don't go get the worst singers to boost their product. They're getting good people out there to do stuff, people that are excited. Anybody see Matrix Max out there? Cheap, cheap, cheap! And he was real excited about it, right? But all of a sudden, in the church, we're expected to sell the greatest thing on earth and in all the world, all beat up and worn out. Ain't nobody going to come to Jesus. My God. I'm serious. If I were saved and I didn't know, if I weren't saved and didn't know Jesus, and I heard the ways some of these worship services go, you'd have to preach about hell to get me to heaven, amen? That'd be the only way I get in, amen? If he's so good, why you look so bad? You so excited about being saved, why you sing so sad, look so sad? Amen. Look at somebody and say, what's your problem? That's wrong. And it shouldn't be. And the Bible, and I can tell you that's the truth, straight up, whether you felt the anointing or not, because it says, make a joyful noise. Somebody say, make. Didn't say get one. Some say make it happen. Some of y'all need to work for some of the people I make work for. Some of you need to have lived with my mom for a while, you know? You know, when they tell you to do something, I can't do it. You better make it happen. Somebody say, you better make it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, you better make it happen. It's easy to sit there and look depressed and look all worn out and somebody say worship. Didn't say worship opportunity. Didn't say worship make you feel good. It said worship what? Service. That's something you give to God. Worship is not something God gives to you. Whether you get anything out of it or not, that doesn't matter. Somebody say hallelujah. Worship is where you tell him how great he is and how wonderful he is. And if you don't enjoy doing it, then you just don't enjoy doing it. That don't have anything to do about it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's just what he, somebody say, worship and praise and all those things are what God desires. That's what he's asking, and that's what he wants to get out of you. And we're so stuck about what we want to give somebody. God doesn't ask you for anything but your devotion, your heart, your worship, and your praise, and whatever you do unto the Lord, do with all of your heart. And I'm here to tell you, according to the Word, it wouldn't say again. One of those books in the Bible, one of the longest books, some of these long books in the Bible, y'all have read some of this stuff? Praise God with this. Praise God with that. Praise Him with singing. Praise Him with shouting. And it's real clear. Some of those are the clearest books you'd ever see, clearest verses ever you see in the Bible. But we just, you know, it's easy to pass the things that, you know, we don't need no help to do. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, when the Spirit hits me, I'll do it. It ain't in the Bible. Somebody say, just do it. He's still good whether the Spirit hits you or not. Amen. Hallelujah. It's quiet in here, but it's all right. I'm still teaching the Word. So it says everyone. Somebody say everyone. When you come together, whenever we do anything contrary to the Word, you know what? We're missing it. How many of you want to walk in the light as He is in the light? When we do the things that the Bible tells us to do, we're walking in righteousness. And when we have biblical truth revealed to us, you know what? We're not walking in righteousness. We're missing the mark. Many people don't understand. They're in sin in the area of worship. They can be in sin in the area of worship and not receiving all that God... You know, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And what does that death mean? Does that mean you're going to kick the bucket? Sometimes. But a lot of times, things that God wants to birth in us, things that God wants to be alive and fresh in us, they're dead in us. You ever seen people walk around dead? Look all dead all the time. Just look, you know. Good Lord. I mean, you just... There are certain people that call themselves Christians. I don't care who they are. They ain't got Jesus. You know, you ever see the Flintstones? And you see the Flintstones? And I call it, I have a little thing, and I say it all to myself all the time. Here comes Slep Rock spirit. You see that little Slep Rock? Y'all remember Slep Rock? You know, Slep Rock walked around wherever Slep Rock walked. There was a big old lightning bolt over here. Ooh, he was all, so he said, oh, woe is me. I got Jesus, but everything, oh, woe is me. Somebody say Slep Rock. Shouldn't be that way. Somebody say amen. Amen. Many people say, I'm doing this right, I'm doing that right. Well, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. Somebody say, maybe some of the things that you're not doing get you in trouble. Amen. See, there are a lot of people say, well, I'm not doing what this one's doing over here. I'm not doing. Well, sometimes when God gives us things that are to bless us and to maybe it's something that we're not doing that's keeping us messed up and keeping us from missing God's best. Somebody say hallelujah. See, there are a lot of people say, I'm not stealing. Well, if you're not tithing, somebody say, maybe that's something that you're not doing that's keeping you from God's best. Well, I'm not drinking and carousing and running around with women. But if you're not worshiping God, you're not getting everything out of this thing that you're supposed to get out of it. If you're not building yourself up in prayer and a devotional life, you don't keep yourself full of the Holy Ghost, you're in sin. Why? Because you're not going to be able to be everything God designed you to be. Sin is missing God's mark for your life. Whenever they shot arrows and they didn't hit bullseye, you know, in that way back in old England, they'd shoot something and they'd shoot it and that arrow would go and it would hit. And if it missed it a little bit, they'd cry out, sin. To say, you missed bullseye. But there are a lot of people that are missing bullseye. Somebody say hallelujah. You go to church, you know, you get everything, but what you get, somebody say, you get there and miss the whole thing. I didn't get nothing. You done missed it. You're not supposed to miss it. Somebody, you can sit here tonight. This is a Holy Ghost meeting, but if you don't know what this thing's all about and what you're here to get, you'll miss it. Somebody say, that's a shame to miss it when it's so easy. So it says right here, isn't this helping somebody tonight? Every one of you, somebody say every one of you, have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation. Somebody say, let all things So say, let everything. Now see, we get this confused. Unto edifying. So there are some of us, we don't do anything unto edifying. We do everything. Let everything be done. Everything that happens, there's always somebody going to tear it up and pull it apart and rip and knock it down. You know, that's how the devil's people are. He says, let all things be done with just a little bit of biting and a little bit of criticism, a little bit of negativity, a little bit of attitude. But God's people, we shouldn't flow like they said, let all things be done unto edifying. Some say edifying. And that edifying means to the next level. Edifying means building yourself up to the next level. So if you come in here without that mindset, hey, I want to go to the next level with God, you got the wrong attitude. You got the wrong mindset. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, Jesse talked to us tonight a little bit. He talks a little bit about how we're to come into the house of God. So it says, I will enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving in my heart. Well, how do you get to the point? That means you got to have an overflow. Somebody say, be ready before you get here. See, there are certain things you take care of on your own. See, because when we come together, something else is supposed to happen. That's supposed to be the big stuff. Amen. It says, I will come into his gates. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Didn't mean you go there to get it. It means you come there with it. So say, you don't go to his gates and to his courts to get thanksgiving and praise. You don't come to church to get a shout. You come to church to bring a shout. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't come to church to get a song. You come to church to give a song. Somebody say hallelujah, praise God. Somebody going to get something out of this tonight. The rest of you just stay in dead church. Stay there where you are. Amen. Just stay there and rot. Amen. Wonder why you're so miserable. Amen. Let all things be done unto edifying. There are certain people don't take anything any higher. Which we as Christians, glory to God, the more believers that come into the room, that means you go to the next level. I mean, when you come to church with the right spirit, with the right attitude, you come fired up. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You come all psyched up and ready up. All of a sudden, somebody else been doing the same thing over there. Somebody else been down there on their job or in their bathroom or in the shower. They're already ready. Amen. They come, somebody say, everybody that comes in, it takes you to the next level. It takes you to, I mean, misery. You see certain faces, boy, you go down. I mean, you should count it up. And when people walk in the room, we should go higher. And instead of, oh, here they come, bam. You had a bad week too? Bam. You're rough? Oh, Lord, bam. I'm not going to praise me. You know what? You know you can go to church sometime and it makes you want to jump off a bridge? See, but when we do things the right way, when we do things God's way, amen? Respect the house enough to prepare. Go to church before you go to church. Somebody say hallelujah. Go to church before you go to church. Amen. Be ready. Don't wait. You know, when we get up here, we get in the Holy Ghost. We get in the prayer. We get all excited. We get ready for God. That's for Jesus. Worship and praise is for God. Why allow someone to exert themselves to get you pumped up? If that happens, what does that do? That takes praise from him to put it on you. So he said, let all things be done for the edifying of the body. See, a lot of people take body anointing and make it individual anointing. You need to be, sometimes you come into a house and you're low and you just got to get in the presence of God and they should jumpstart you. But if you always coming in here to get jumpstarted to make it another week, something wrong. That's not what God designed. Somebody say amen. You need to edify yourself before you get here. Worship and praise is not meant to edify you. It's meant to glorify God. It's nowhere in the Bible that said it would do that for you. Even though you can get blessed by it. Even though you can get built up by it. There's only one way that you're going to be built up. That's the way the Bible says you get built up and get edified and get strong. And you'll always be staggering in and out. Every service, your worship experience is based on what happens that week. Because you're expecting this worship service to make you what the Bible says that you will only get through a devotional life. Didn't say come to church just to get edified, even though you will, but it says the body. Somebody say the body. The body's meant to be lifted up. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Don't expect, you know, you get up there, you're too lazy to work it out yourself and come in here and use that corporate anointing to get you to the next level. Look at somebody and say, you better grow up and do what God told you to do. I'm teaching good tonight, amen, because there's some people that haven't figured this out yet. God wants to do some things. There are unbelievers that are going to come in this place that don't know nothing about that. They're the ones that need the touch. They're the ones that need the anointing. They're the ones that need the joy. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Amen. Somebody say church is where we lift up the body. Every once in a while you can come in here and get some, you know, every once in a while you can come down here low. But if you come here low, you know, if you're hitting it every fourth Sunday, you know, you draining, something's wrong. You're not going to make it. What's going to happen when everybody come in here draining? You better learn to build yourself up in the most holy, in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Don't allow what's meant to go to God to sustain you and to make you feel good. This is good teaching, people. This is good teaching, people. All I want to do is sing and shout. Well, go to a rock and roll concert. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Even though we get to sing and shout and enjoy it and all this other stuff, but that's for Jesus. If you're waiting for something to lift you up, pray in the Holy Ghost. Jude chapter 20. Jude verse 20. Go there. Somebody say hallelujah. I can catch you where you are. It doesn't have anything to do about what happened this week. So what? I don't care if your cat got ran over by a car. Doesn't matter. When you come in here, it's not based on what happened in your week. Your worship experience doesn't have anything to do with how bad things are going in your life, how low your mind is, you just can't concentrate. None of that stuff matters diddly squat. When you're not ready to worship, when you're not ready to praise God, the only reason for that is you have not built yourself up in the most holy faith. When you build yourself up in the most holy faith, you're always high in the Spirit of God. You can pray yourself in the joy. You can pray yourself in the peace. Doesn't matter what goes on. Amen. They could be ready to pick you up with handcuffs by the time the service is over, but you've prayed in the Holy Ghost enough to where you're able and ready to make it. So say, how do you always stay up there? Everybody say, how do I stay up there? How do I stay up? People are expecting that, you know, worship service. It's not meant to lift you up, even though you might get lifted up from that atmosphere. Everything that goes up to God, you'll probably go up with it, but that's not what it's designed to do. Whenever your issues are in the focus or in the forefront and your head's running crazy during the worship experience, that is pride. Jude chapter 20. Verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, build yourself up. Praying. In the Holy Ghost. If you don't feel like praising God, and it's not natural to you, your worship experience is sorry. It doesn't have anything to do with the worship team. It doesn't have anything to do with the style of music. Amen. If you're low, there's only one way to lift yourself up. Somebody say amen. It's to pray in the Holy Ghost. And that will automatically happen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Check out, this is what God wants to do for you. Jude chapter verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, from being edified and built up, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with what? With what? What does God want to present you in his presence with glory with? Now, he didn't want you to stand up in there looking stupid. It says, before the presence of his glory, with what? Exceeding joy. Bible says, in his presence, it's joy. Somebody say joy. And God is able to present you in his glory with, somebody say, with exceeding joy. Go to, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It got real hot in here. Give us some air. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Crystal, you want to help us? He's running the camera, the sound thing, and everything else. It's God's heart when we come to church to say, get off yourself and get on God. There was one song that says, so forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody say, so forget about yourself. It won't happen. Worship won't happen until you do that. And concentrate on him. I don't care what you're going through. And worship him. Just forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the worship experience and the church experience always gets messed up when people think about nothing but themselves. My word, my revelation, my this, my that, my need, my problem, my friends, my seat, my time. You'll never get church thinking that way. Amen? And that's why it says here, he that speaketh, 1 Corinthians, chapter 14. Jump on down to verse 12. Even so, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. How many of you thought in that way? So say, think how you're going to build up the corporate anointing. One way that you can build up the corporate anointing is this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5. I would that ye would all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. So say that rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues. Except he interpret it, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. There's a revelation there. I just want to give it to you. To somebody that's sharp in their head. How many want to do greater works than Jesus Christ? Somebody say the next level. We can pray in the Holy Ghost so much in our own time, in our own worship experience, to where we come to church. Listen, everybody in church is not going to be prophets. Not everybody in church is going to have the gift of prophecy. But when you're full of the Holy Ghost, everybody has the potential to move in the spirit of prophecy. Everybody say the spirit of prophecy. You need to pray in the Holy Ghost so much that the spirit of prophecy is able to flow through you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. This is where it should be when we come to church. Somebody say, that corporate spirit of prophecy. You know, you get yourself so full, everything, somebody say, everything is overflow and inspiration. If you're not overflowing, you're sucking in. If you're not overflowing, you're sucking in. If you're not overflowing to the point to where you're lifting up, you're tearing down. So say the spirit of prophecy. And by the time we get so full to overflowing, the service is already over. And that's what happens in many church services. That's why they do it at the end. All right, now at the end of the service, after y'all had enough word, enough of the anointing, enough of the worship and all this other stuff, then the Spirit just starts to move a little bit, and then it's time to go home. Because people come in the wrong spirit. See? He said, look, take care of your individual edification at home or with yourself. Some say edify yourself. When you deal with yourself, see, your personal edification is supposed to be between you and God. When you're feeling low, God's not going to hold the pastor accountable for where you're at and where your joy level is. Thank God that anointing comes at times. Or where your worship experience is. God's going to look at you. He said, look, the Bible says that you edify yourself praying in the Holy Ghost. It says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. And you're not going to be able to edify the church until you're edified. If you're not able to edify, a lifted church will lift mankind. So you're not going to be able to lift anything until you're lifted. And it's wrong to get here just to lift yourself. You should already be lifted by the time you get here. So we're going to say, thank you, Jesus. See, we got it wrong. We're going for the wrong anointing. Oh, just fill me up. Well, if you had been filling yourself up all week long, we'd be able to edify the church. Maybe that's why so many churches are not edified and built strong. That's how it's possible to have a bunch of individuals in church so full of the Holy Ghost, but nothing else happening. And that's about as high. How can the services be so anointed and be so empty? Because that's all it's meant to do, is edify the individuals in the place instead of edifying the body. Some say hallelujah. Say, is anybody catching this? Where do you edify yourself at, and who's responsible for edifying you? You edify yourself with a daily prayer life. Then when you come here, my God. Somebody say hallelujah. When everybody comes here so edified, so full, because you've been taught how to do it and you just were obedient to the Holy Ghost and did it anyhow, we get here, boy, and everybody's coming with the spirit of prophecy, and see, you catch them and say, oh, how are you doing? Oh. Somebody say, you can tell they haven't edified themselves. That's my seed. You can tell what kind of worship service you're going to have. Ain't we going to start yet? See, people prophesy. Somebody say prophesy. See, that's what they bring to church. What you prophesy is what you overflowing with. So you can catch a piece. See, the spirit of prophecy, just people start speaking what's on their heart. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart. You ever heard that? That whatever's on your heart in abundance is what you are naturally going to speak. And the things you just can't stop yourself from saying, that's the things that you're prophesying. You're only able to prophesy what you got on the inside of you. Bible says an evil man can only bring forth what? Evil things. And a good man, somebody say a good man, can only bring forth what? Good things. By his mouth, somebody say by prophecy. That's why when we get to worship, it's hard. When we get to church and we have to sing these songs, some of you just know, I can't sing that. God is great. You can't sing it. You know why? Because it's not overflowing in you. You haven't edified yourself. You don't believe it. You're singing it to believe it, you know? And that's what worship service is. Well, if they sing it long enough, they'll just get it when you should have been singing it already. Amen? To where when you sing it in church, boy, it's revelation. Woo! Blessed be the name of the Lord, you know? And you're just not singing it and trying to, you know, it's just you're not faking it. Amen? It's real in you. Someone say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are to come to church in the spirit of prophecy. What would happen if we made up our mind to do that? Instead of coming to church, just rushing, you know? Oh, hold on, I'm getting ready to go to the house of God. He told Moses, listen, the place where you're take off your shoes. Place that you're standing is holy ground. Amen? You got to prepare yourself to meet God. You never know what's going to happen. It's Friday night service. The anointing of God might be on. You got to prepare yourself. I mean, you go to take surgery in a hospital, they tell you, don't eat nothing. Don't eat nothing. Get ready to go to the doctor. Man, people go to the dentist. You're going to brush your teeth, aren't you? when we come to church, we just as I am without. We say one plea, but it's really without one praise. Somebody say amen. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. How many want to be edify the church? How many want to edify the church? Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So we want to be able to do that. We want to be able to do that. So get that Jude, verse 20, deep down on the inside of you, praying in the Holy Ghost, singing in songs, heaven, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart. Get that to where it's overflowing, to where, you know what, to where what's naturally coming out of your mouth is a good confession, is a natural praise. Then that church starts to get edified. How many of you come tonight ready to edify the church? How many came tonight ready to edify the church? Or you just came here to get edified. It's all right, you came to get edified. We'll help you. Amen. But that's not the best way. It'll run out. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's the higher level. This is what God is talking about when he says exchanging the brass for gold. When we get to the higher level, to where we're so, you know, it's a supernatural thing. Amen. It's not based, you know, we're not wasting our time. It's like when people go to school, nobody did their homework. Nobody studied on their own. So the whole class time is meant to refresh the one that didn't study. Well, we're supposed to be in heavenly places. We're supposed to be in a supernatural realm during these services. But we're wasting our time pulling people out of the gutter. But we'll pull you out. That's all right. Amen. But there's a higher way. Did you learn anything tonight? So say, prepare yourself for a move of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost just right now. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just amen. The word is good. Now we can sit up here and tickle your ear. It ain't going to do no good. Not going to do me any good. Not going to do anybody else any good. You're not going to get anything from God like that. But you're going to hear good teaching, hear a good word. Amen. Hear good teaching to help you improve. How many of you never heard this before? Now you heard it and you say, wow, I can improve in that. And that's now I know how to do it. It's one thing to have somebody beat you over the head and beat you over the head. Oh, you missed it again. Damn it. Wrong. But it's better to have somebody come in and show you in the Word. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what, you'll start to get healed. Some of you are going to get healed tonight anyhow, because I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Your needs will start to get met. The body of Christ, the supernatural will start to happen. Brother Hagin goes out there, and in Brother Hagin's meeting, you know, they have a morning prayer. He learned this himself. And in Brother Hagin's Holy Ghost meetings, when you go to a Holy Ghost meeting, they have a morning meeting. In the morning meeting, it's just prayer. Why is it just prayer? Because he didn't teach the people. But really what that's meant to do is to everybody sitting there edifying themselves in the morning. So when that night comes, when the night service comes, boy, they're already in the spirit of prophecy. They're already in the spirit. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. That's why, somebody say, that's why we got to learn to pray. If God's going to meet your needs. If God's going to meet your need, he's going to meet it in that kind of arena, in that kind of atmosphere. You have a responsibility. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Some of us are coming up out of ignorance. Glory to God. Coming into God's best. God's giving you something to put into practice. There's more out there we don't know. And as soon as we learn about those things and apply it to our life, things will start to happen. So we're going to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you're done, we're done. Hallelujah. If you're done, we're done. Amen. But right now, somebody say, mercy. Mercy. See, now Jesse's talked a little bit. We believe in this stuff. Now, we have education and we have revelation on how to have good services. Amen. And what church is really supposed to be. Amen. But if you really want to move, you can have one. It won't take long. If you really want to touch God, I'll be faithful. God will be faithful. You know, we can stand on the word and say God will confirm his word with signs and wonders. He's faithful to do it if you want it. Amen. So how do we know this word Brother Rod's been talking about is really the Lord or not? How do we know he's just talking off the top of his head? Well, he'll confirm his word with signs and wonders. Amen. That you might increase in your faith and start to put that stuff into practice. Somebody say, thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Come on and pray in the Holy Ghost just a bit. Or you just give an offering, we let you go home. Hallelujah.